Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Simin Shin Nun Hey. We'll do the first part of Si'if Aleph, not the entire Si'if Aleph. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Gezusra, Pirush, Dafo, Binyan, Bolet, Mitoch, Abatim, Chutza, Shilamayla, Minamayim. Let's say you have a ledge that extends, protrudes out from your house over the water. V'chalon, sorry, I'm just using a phone for this, v'chalon pasuach la minabayis, and there's a window that opens up to this kazustra, to this ledge from the house. Ein mamal menu elim kenas la mechitza kol saviva. You're not allowed to fill up water from the water beneath to bring it into the house unless you make a mechitza around the entire kazustra. O yasa mechitza saviv hanekev shadolim darach sham, or you at least make a mechitza around the hole that's in this ledge that you're drawing the water through. V'hu shehebo arba'a al arba'a, and that's provided that it's 4x4 tfachim, because mechitzos that surround an area that's less than 4x4 tfachim are worthless. Ve'in chilik beinim ya'asen alamata mechuberes la, beinim ya'asen al gaba. And we do not make a distinction whether these mechitzos protrude down from the gzustra or up from the gzustra. Either way, as long as there's a mechitza there, we assume gurasik, and the mechitza is viewed to go down all the way to the water. Ve'kivin chasa mechitza, once you make that mechitza, mutarn gam lishpach mimena, you're then even allowed to pour water out from the house. Let's do the Mishnah Berurah there first, and then we'll go on from there. So Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, says the Mishnah Berurah, Gzustra, Perish, Daf Hayotzi Min Kosel HaBayis, Shayasamach Liyam LeNahar, a ledge that goes out from the house, that's close to a board that protrudes out from the house, and the house it borders on a waterway, a river or a sea, Vayadaf L'maylim Min HaMayim, and this board is above the water, V'yesham Nekev Bemtzi Iso, but it's got a hole right in the middle of it, V'chalon HaBayis Pasuachlo, and the window of the house opens up on to this ledge, onto this board. So when you fill up water through that hole, you're taking water from the water below, which is a karmelis, to a rishos hayachid, al kain, and therefore, that's why you need a mechitza that's 10 tefachim high all around it, because through that mechitza, it makes the entire area beneath it a rishos hayachid. And even though this mechitza does not reach all the way down to the water, this is one of the kulas we have for water. We assume that gurachas makes it that the mechitzas are viewed to go all the way down to the water. Sivkat beis ein memalim mimenu lechnisa l'bayis, you're not allowed to fill up the water to bring it into the house. And not only to bring it into the house, even to just place it on the ledge is going to be asur. Dag zustra nechshu rishos yachid, because the ledge itself is considered a rishos yachid. Kivin shachalon pasu, because the window of the house opens up into it, so it's considered an extension of the house, like we said earlier. Oh yeah, says so you have to make a mechitza. The mechitza doesn't have to be around the entire ledge necessarily, meaning around the outer perimeter of the ledge. It's good enough to have the mechitza around the hole in the middle of the ledge, provided that the hole is 4x4 tvachim. The kol mechitza asui lepachus michol arba ain a mechitza, because any mechitza that's made for an area that's less than 4x4 tvachim is simply not a mechitza. And even though the mechitza that sticks down from the ledge is far away from the water, but all the more so if the mechitza was right next to the water, right above the water surface, it would for sure help. Then the mechitza would be viewed as going all the way up until the ledge, as opposed to all the way down from the ledge to the water. So gurachis, gurasik, either one is going to work. Al gaba, and you can even make the mechitza going up from the ledge. Even then we say gurachas. Some of the rishonim who ever disagree with that. And they say that you only view the mechitza as continuing down to the water if the mechitza starts in a downward trajectory from the ledge. Avalok shos al gabe gzustra, but not when it goes upward from the ledge. So if you have the option of which way to build the mechitza, definitely build it downward and not upward, because then you could satisfy those rishonim. Sivkatan vav lishpoch mimena haynu derech hanekev al hanor v'ayam. That means to pour water out through that hole into the river. Even though you're going to say, well, wait a second, I'm pouring this water through the hole, so it's going through these imaginary mechitzos into a Rosh Hashanah, but then it's going to go into the water and then go away from the area of the mechitzos, so it's going to go into a Carmelis. Nevertheless, that is mutter. And even if it's close to the Rosh Hashanah, even if it's close to an area like the shore that's a Rosh Hashanah, since that is not your intention to put it out into the Rosh Hashanah, it is mutter, and take a look in the Beralacha. So says the Shulchan Aruch Vayter on the fourth line, V'cheina holich besvina inu yachol malosel im kein ya'asel lo daf arba'a al arba'a v'osbo nekav mali derech sham. Not only if you have a house that borders on the water, but if you're in a boat and you want to bring water from the ocean into the boat, you also need to make a ledge that's 4x4 tvachim, v'enitzar chlasos al mechitzos. But when you're on a boat, you know that ledge doesn't need mechitzos. El aminon kof hatzdadim v'gud aches mechitzasa. We view it as if the sides of that ledge are protruding upward or downward, and then we apply gud aches. Sheikelu b'svina mipnei sheinu yachol lasos sham mashiyasa bebayis. And they were extra mekel by a svina because you can't do everything in a boat that you would normally do in a house. V'hani milik shubetoch asar tvachim. This is only when the top wall of the boat is within 10 tfachim of the ocean surface. But if the top of the wall of the boat is more than 10 tfachim above the surface of the ocean, then you don't even need a 4x4 tefach ledge. You can make a ledge that's just a kol shuhu and fill water through that. And why are we making with that? Shaharei because then you're filling the water through a makom patur. It's going from the Carmelis to the makom patur and the makom patur into the boat. How so? Because the water below is the Carmelis. When you have to lift it up over the side wall of the boat, and the side wall of the boat is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, so that's a makom patur because it's the area above 10 tefachim above the Carmelis. So that goes into the makom patur, and then you bring it into the boat, and that is a rishos hayachid. So therefore, we're going to be more mekel. Sivkatan zayin eni yachol amalus da mayim karmelis same vasvin rishos hayachid. The reason you can't just fill up straight from the water into the boat is because the water is a karmelis and the boat is a rishos hayachid. Arba means tfachin. Shekelu besvina sivkatan tes pirush gzustra niskra mikodem tzarik dafka mechitzas asar tfachin. The gzustra we mentioned earlier, when you're filling from the water into a house, it needs to have a 10 tefach mechitzah va'akula damrin and gorachas mechitzah. Ad Maya and the kula that we have of Gurachas until the water. Avil besvina meklina nod, but by the boat we're even more makel. Not just that you say Gurachas, dein tzarich mechitzos klal. You don't even need mechitzos. El amrin and kofat stadim kilo yesham mechitzos. Rather, we say, now we push the sides down as if there were mechitzos there. V'achar kach amrin gorachas ad maya, and then we say gorachas until the water. Keshu b'toch hasar tvachim, when it's within 10 tvachim, this whole discussion is only when the wall of the boat is within 10 tvachim of the surface of the water. It's on the lomer shegova dofen asvina habolit me'al amayim hayapachas me'asar tvachim, that the height of the wall of the boat is less than 10 tvachim. Aval omek hasvina b'pnima hayagova asar tvachim. Now it could be that from the inside of the boat, from the floor of the inside of the boat until the top wall, the boat is way more than 10 tefachim, and it must be that it's that way. Tavi Rishos Yachid, and that's what makes the boat a Rishos Yachid. But since the boat sinks in the water a little bit, so it's from the water surface until the top of the wall of the boat, that's less than 10 tefachim. Valkein tzar chlasos mibuchud, staf shal arba al arba, kumosh kosav. And that's why you need a 4x4 tefach ledge. Dim ein amok asar tefachim, gam bepnima shal asvina, halo avi karmel, esu mutil v'taltal mitocha liyam, miyam l'tocha b'lishum tikun. If even even on the inside of the boat, from the floor of the boat until the top of the wall was less than 10 tefachim, then you don't have a problem to begin with, because the water's a karmelis and the boat's a karmelis, so you're allowed to take from one to the other. The whole problem is only when the inside of the boat is a rishos yachid and the water's a karmelis. But, gavo masara, if the inside of the boat's a rishos yachid, the water's a karmelis, and the walls of the boat are more than 10 tefachim above the surface of the water, ratzalom revims kshum mali, and therefore when you're filling up the water, al karch sark lag bia ktsas amayim lemal midofne asvina, she yosem yasara, so to lift it over the wall of the boat, by definition, you're going to be lifting it up more than 10 tefachim off the surface of the water, to have a Makom Ptur, which makes that area a Makom Ptur. V'imkenu metaltel mekarmelis l'rishus yachid derech Makom Ptur. Then you're taking from a karmelis to rishus yachid through a Makom Ptur. V'alkene kilu chacham sheyotzi ziz kol shu chutz l'svina mishum heker bialma. Then you just need a tiny little ziz as just a heker. V'osa bo nekev v'achronim eskimu debiziz ein tzarech lachsos nekev. The achronim say when you make that little ziz, you don't even need a nekev. Kivin sheinuela leheker bialma, because that's only for the sake of a heker. And therefore you could fill it in even with, not in this place of the ziz. So we're going to stop there, but to quickly review what we learned today, we learned of three cases. Case number one was where you have a house that borders on the water where you need a ziz that's 4x4 tefachim and 10 tefach walls around it. We had the case of the boat with that borders on the water where you need a ziz that's 4x4 tefachim, but you do not need the walls. And then we had the case where the wall of the boat is less than 10 tefachim off of the ground, and because it's less than off of the surface of the water, the surface of the water, you don't even need a 4x4 tefach ziz, you just need a ziz kol shu. Okay, Bezrim, tomorrow we'll continue with the rest of Sif Aleph.